friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story comes to us from Olivia. Hey, Olivia! She is actually right now recovering from surgery, and so the story goes out to her. And if you have an idea for a story, you can send it to kidshortstories.com. Send me your idea and your name, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Have I ever told you the story of Olivia the animal rescuer with a superpower? Yes, it's pretty epic. Listen in close. One day, Olivia, who was on the animal rescue team and on a special assignment to protect all the endangered lizards, she was making sure that they had all their food safe in their cages, and everything was locked up tight because there was a big storm coming tonight. They think it's just a tropical depression, but it might turn into a low-grade hurricane. Oh no, everyone was worried except for Olivia. She knew exactly what to do, and all the lizards were nice and safe in their homes. They had enough food and water, and she had just finished up for the day. She had been on the animal rescue team for a very long time and was well respected in the lizard community. Everyone knew that if there was a lizard problem, to call Olivia. She had all the answers. Well, she had just wrapped up and was getting all of her stuff and her gear. And she was hopped in her car and drove back home. It was getting late as Olivia yawned on her way home. She had just arrived back and the winds were starting to pick up. Whoa, that looks worse than everyone was talking about. And that's exactly what happened. The storm was getting worse. Each minute that ticked by, the winds and the rains howled and crashed with lightning and thunder in the background. She was getting a little nervous for the lizards, but she knew that they would be safe. As she got home, she got tucked into bed and fell fast asleep. During the night while she was sleeping, the storm actually turned into a hurricane and some crazy lightning was crashing all around. And I think it was somehow because of that lightning, something amazing happened to Olivia. As she woke up, after a big, booming, crashing thunder, she sat upright in bed and knew that something was wrong. She had a feeling that the lizards needed her help. As she put on her shoes and got on her rain jacket and stuff, she blinked her eyes and something felt strange. Something felt different. She closed one eye and, whoa! How did I do that? You see, before this storm, she did not have a superpower. But now, she has a super eye. This super eye can see through walls, and it's pretty amazing. I wish I had like that. Well, Olivia was super excited because she could now see right through walls. It's like she had X-ray vision in that eye. As she jumped in her car and drove through the storming and crashing rain, she was worried about all of her lizards. You see, those lizards, like I said, were endangered. There were some rock iguanas and some Gila monsters and all kinds of lizards that needed protecting. And she was the one that they needed. As she arrived at the facility, she could tell that there was a lot of damage. The winds and rain were still howling, like I said, but some of the walls and roof had crashed in. A ginormous tree had caved in on the building. The lizards definitely needed Olivia's help. As she jumped out of the car and splashed her way through all the puddles and opened the door and ran inside, she started calling out, "Is anyone here?" It was silent. The only sounds was the rain and the wind, but no one else was there. She was the only one there to help the lizards. She ran to the far back part of the building, and that's where all the lizards were in their safe homes. And as she got there, she could tell that that room had been damaged. The walls and roof and everything had caved in. The lizards were in trouble. But as she closed one eye, she could tell that she could see the lizards. She could see their skeletons like an X-ray with that super eye. And as she looked, she could easily find them. She ran over to one and picked up some debris, and there it was. There was a rock iguana hiding underneath some concrete. As Olivia picked up the rock and pushed it to the side, the rock iguana jumped into her arms. She was very afraid, but Olivia chose to be brave. She brought the iguana back to an undamaged room that she could put in safely and finished the rest of the hours finding 17 more lizards. As she collected all the lizards and brought them back into this room, the hurricane was not over. The lizards were all quivering in the corner, very scared. As Olivia looked at them, she said, "Don't worry, I'm gonna make sure that you're safe. The hurricane will never hurt you." As the lizards, some of them were crying, but Olivia was brave. She closed one eye to open up her super eye, and she saw, oh no. One of the lizards had somehow been blown out of the building and is stuck in a tree outside. She ran outside as fast as she could. The wind and rain was still crashing. What is she going to do? She ran over to this tree and called out to the lizard, "I'm here. Come down, hurry." But the lizard was too afraid, and I don't even think it could hear her. She reached up, but it was too high. The wind was howling so much that the tree was starting to break and bend over. With each gust of wind, the tree was being ripped out of the ground from its roots. She was running out of time. She carefully climbed up the tree, branch by branch, to reach up to this lizard. She reached him just in time and hopped down as the tree tipped over. Oh, she put the lizard under her arms and started to run back to the building, to the safe place. Whew! The hurricane had tried to steal all of these lizards, but Olivia saved the day. There was still a lot of work to do. After the storm passed, she knew that she had a lot of work to do to fix the building and repair all of the lizard homes, but she was excited. That was one thing that Olivia loved to do, was build new lizard homes. So she knew that she would make their new homes even more awesome than before. Wow! Great job, Olivia! You saved the day! You saved all the lizards, and I'm pretty excited that you are on our animal rescue team. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Nikki from Ontario, Sayer from Oahu, Hawaii, Olivia from Calgary, Canada, Rowan and Niall from Toronto, Francisca from Denver, Colorado, Kenai from Thailand, and Finley from Vermont. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kids Short Stories family and on the Spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, this is Mr. Jim signing off, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!